ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Lesson 14.Top 5 mistakes you should never make when using Japanese. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the All About Japanese series.
Hello, konnichiwa.
You're in for a useful lesson, because we're here to give you some tips on how to avoid common mistakes by learners of Japanese. Now remember, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes.
It's how you learn.
In this lesson, we'll give you a heads up so that you can be aware, and it'll make your Japanese language learning experience a lot easier.
Let's get started.
Tip number one, don't attach san, the suffix san, to your own name.
Remember that san is a polite suffix that you attach to people's name to show respect.
But unlike the English Mr. or Ms., you can attach san not only to the first name, but also to the family name. For example, my name is Peter Galante. I can be called
Galante-san.
Mr. Galante, my family name plus...San, or
Peter-san,
my first name plus san. The problem, though, is that this is a title of respect, so you can't refer to yourself. When teachers teach Japanese, they refer to their students as so-and-so-san. For example, John becomes
John-san,
Sarah becomes
Sarah-san,
and so on. And I think what happens is that the student gets used to hearing their names the way the teacher is saying it,So they start referring to themselves that way.
So just remember to refer to yourself using only your name. For example, 私はジョンです。
I'm John. 私はピーターです。I'm Peter.
私はナオミです。I'm Naomi. Don't put san to your own name.
Never put san on your own name. Tip number two. Watch your politeness level.
So you've already learned that Japanese has different politeness levels.
Which one you use depends on the age and status of the speaker and listener and the relationship between them.
One thing that's really important to remember is to speak politely to people who are older than you or have higher social status than you.
As well as people who you don't know. An exception is if you're talking to children.
Oh, right.
With everyone else you don't know, you should speak formally.
In general, people who study Japanese are taught formal language first, but those who learn mostly from friends or peers might only pick up informal language.
Right. So you just have to be careful about making that switch between levels when it's appropriate. I would say when in doubt, speak formally.
I agree.
Better to err on the side of caution. If other people don't think it's necessary, they'll probably let you know.
Mm.
So it's no problem.
That's good advice.
Tip number three, watch your gender.
So in Japanese, men and women use different language.
Yes, this is a really interesting aspect of Japanese. Sentence endings, word choice, and intonation all differ between men and women.
So it's important to be aware of and be able to recognize the difference.
Now, I think this is something that male non-native speakers have to be especially careful of.A majority of Japanese teachers are female. And if a male student is learning from a Japanese female friend or partner, he runs a risk of sounding feminine if he starts to copy the speech patterns that he hears.
Sometimes that helps is listening to a lot of different styles in Japanese.
That's right. Listen to Japanese spoken by all kinds of speakers, and eventually you'll start to pick up on the differences between male and female speech.
Right.How about you, Peter?
I think this is one of the best tips we've covered so far. Like we discussed, my teacher was female. It was easier for me to catch what Japanese female speakers were saying The guys sounded mumbled. They spoke lower. It was harder to catch what they were saying.
Right. Women speak clearly.
And above all, it was kind of difficult to make guy friends at first. So I think that combination results in a lot of guys speaking feminine. And the thing is, it's not such an obvious thing. It's very subtle. The speech difference, what Japanese women and men say, fundamentally it's the same, but it's the intonation
right. And
the endings and things like this that gives it a feminine feel.
Okay, so what's the next tip we have?
Tip number 4. Learn your long vowels now. Japanese has both short and long vowels. For example, the a vowel can be either short, one syllable,
a,
or it can be long, two syllables,
a.
And these are two distinctly different sounds. Whether a vowel is long or short can affect the meaning of the word. To use our a example,
the word for corner is kado.
That's the short vowel.
And the word for card is kado.
That's the long vowel. So the vowel is exactly the same, but the length of it changes the meaning of the word. How about another example?
来てください
is a phrase that means please come. So 来て has a short e vowel.
And 聞いてください means please listen.
So the e vowel becomes a long vowel, and it now becomes please listen. Can we hear just the first word of each?
Sure. 来て.
Come.
And 聞いて.
Listen. Can you hear the difference? It's an important one. Japanese has tons of pairs like these.
Right. When learning new Japanese vocab, pay attention to the long vowels.
Sometimes in romaji or romaji, they'll be marked with a macron. And what a macron is a little line over the vowel. This tells you that the vowel is a long one. In other books, there are two vowels will appear back to back. And that's how you can find the long vowel.
Okay, Peter. What is the last tip we have for everyone?
Tip number 5. Watch out for similar sounding words. Now, this could happen in any language, but Japanese has a relatively small number of sounds, meaning that there are tons of words that sound really similar. The difference being only one syllable or something like that. When you're starting out and you still have a small vocabulary, it becomes even easier to mix up words.
Right.
What are some of the infamous examples?
One example is kirei versus kirai.
They sound really similar, but what do they mean?
Kirei with an e meaning pretty or beautiful, whereas kirai with an a sound means hate it. It means you hate whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, you have to be careful with this one. You wouldn't want to try and tell someone they're beautiful and end up saying you hate them. How about another example?
Kawaii versus kawaii.
Meanings are?
Kawaii means cute and kawaii means scary.
So be careful when commenting on someone's pet or kid. I've heard of this happening before and I've been misunderstood.
Really?
Yeah. So someone tries to say that another person's baby is kawaii, but it comes out kawaii.
Oh no.
All right. Well, there you have it. The top 5 tips for avoiding common mistakes in Japanese.
Don't attach san to your own name.
Watch your politeness level. When in doubt, speak formally.
Watch your gender.
Learn long vowels and watch out for similar words. Please keep these in mind and your Japanese learning experience will be made a whole lot better.
You'll be on the right track.
See you next time.
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.